All right, I've got my 5 minute countdown. The phone is hidden. And I think last time I had notes that I strayed from when I got distracted. And this time I've still got those notes and I'm not going to consult them because I've got a different topic. This is PDR might not make it through this one, where I Nintendo-lessly muse about mortality. Yesterday, I received the inheritance from the death of my grandmother, so I think that's what I'll talk about this time. I'm sure I can get 5 minutes out of that. She died. I want to say it was the 3rd of March. It might have been like the 9th or something. I can't remember. In early March, so just before the pandemic. She was in a home at the time of her death in the last couple of years. So if she had been alive, I would have been very worried about her during the whole coronavirus thing. So it's weird that throughout the time I was thinking to myself, it's kind of convenient timing. That's a bad way of putting it, but that's how it felt. That now I don't have to worry about her. Which is good for me. So that was like, with a mental shrug, that's how I had to think of it. But I will say, my grandmother, I think, was ready to die. She had pretty much said as much to me, and I'm sure she had said exactly that to other members of the family. She had 18 kids, so it's a big family. I was never, like, the closest one to her by any means. She was always had lots of people in her life. The last couple times I had visited her, she didn't remember who I was. Her mind was going, and as I say, in a family that size, I'm not the most sociable person, even in the best of times, and let alone to someone whose mind is going. I do think I had been getting to the point where I just felt like I wasn't going to be visiting her anymore. And the fact that she died when she did, that's another way it felt like I had felt. The last time I saw her was in December, so I think about 3 or 4 months before she did die. And I had decided I wasn't going to see her anymore before December, so I don't know how much I would have stuck with that decision. I may have visited her again, we'll never know. But the fact that she died, there was the sense of relief to me, like, now I won't feel bad that I'm not visiting, you know? So, in a way, her death took that off of me. But the inheritance is the thing that I want to ramble about right now, because she died while I was going through the bankruptcy, which I don't think I've mentioned on this particular thing, but it's mentioned on my site, I'm sure. I went through a bankruptcy that ended in April, I want to say. So if she had died sooner, I would not have been able to get the inheritance, which, first of all, it's impressive that with 18 kids, she still managed to have something for me, because my father is dead. He's the only one of her children who was dead, which I'm not going to be able to fit all of this in the 5 minutes, so that's a topic for another day. But that means my brother and I got the inheritance that he would have gotten. But if she had died sooner, I would have not got anything. It would have gone to the trustees or whomever gets my bankruptcy money. So she threaded this needle somehow, that she died late enough that I don't have to feel bad that I'm not visiting, that I don't have to worry about her in the home during the pandemic, but early enough that and so that I get the inheritance, like, early enough so I don't feel bad. I don't know what I'm trying to say. She died at the exact moment that it most benefits me, and that's a complicated thing. Like, I didn't want her dead. I mean, I wanted her at peace, I admit, because she sometimes didn't seem all that happy. But it's like the most convenient time for me, and that's a weird thing to say about someone dying. It's also the first inheritance I've gotten. But it feels weird. Like, she's gone now, and we haven't been able to have a funeral because of the pandemic, which, what is this? This one, wow, it's June 5th already. I think today is actually the day when the restrictions in this area are being lightened up, so we may get to that funeral sometime soon, but we haven't yet. And Oh, I'm dead, and I don't even think I really said a thing. 5 minutes up. That's the end. Dismiss this. I'm not allowed to say more, so that's it. Bye.